Welcome back. If you've just joined us, you're listening to It's All Good. I'm Claire Papin, your host. We're here online, Healthy Living with a Twist, on Sirius 114. And I'd also like to encourage you to visit the website at lyme.com. There are great articles, podcasts, videos you can watch online. You can also learn about Lyme TV and even learn more about how to get Lyme on your mobile phone. It's all there at lyme.com. We're talking with Carol Dean, author of The Art of Manifesting, Creating Your Future. You can find her book and her audiobook on Amazon.com and her website, FromTheHeartProductions.com. Her new audiobook, The Art of Manifesting, it's available now, isn't it, Carol?
Yes.
And this is a revised edition from the original book.
Yes, it is, Claire.
Carol, will you tell us what else we might find on your website?
Well, you'll find information about the writing grant and the film grants. If you are an emerging filmmaker, we have goods and services for filmmakers, and I try to raise $40,000 to $50,000 a year per grant. And we have one in New York, one in L.A., or two in L.A., and then we have a writing grant that takes you to New Zealand. And you can be writing anything, a book, poetry, films, documentaries. It's not set for any genre. We're really looking for people who this grant could make a change in their life and take them to a new level of consciousness. We also have a new editing grant. So if you have shot a film and you need editing, Go Edit has given us 2 months free editing, which is a marvelous donation.
Well, just before the break, Carol, we were talking about the faith that it took for you yourself when you were first starting your business in 1968. And you actually invented this industry that we're talking about, where you took what you call short ends, or the very ends of the film clips.
Right.
Before you even had the product in hand, you invented that this could be sold, sold it, and then went and bought the stock so that you could create this. Would you share a little bit about that?
Well, it's back to faith again. I just saw that this was a little business because I was married to a cameraman, and I would hear him talking to cameramen. Independent filmmaking was just starting. And the cameraman would get an opportunity on the weekend to go out and do some set shots or some run-bys or some background stuff. And they would be calling each other saying, "Have you got any film? Have you got any short ends laying around? I don't want to have to go buy new stock. I'm just going to use maybe 100 feet or 500 feet or something." And I said, "I know I can start a little business here." And my husband said, "I don't think so." So I thought, okay, challenge. I'm going to do this. And so I just made up my mind, and I typed all these letters, and I found one person who bought it. And, of course, I didn't have any inventory. So I ran out and bought the inventory and then delivered it to him, and that was the beginning of the company. And as I went along, the universe stepped in, and I began to get distribution contracts with Maxell and Memorex and Fuji and all of these major corporations. And I hired a man who worked for ABC, had been a vice president there, and asked him to advise me. And I remember one piece of advice, Claire, was, "It's always difficult to get over the $10 million a year mark, Carol. You're going to have a hard time there." Well, I got to 8.5, I got to 9, but I never made it over the $10 million. And I know that it was because I took that statement as reality. That became my reality. And I know better now. I have learned, you don't do that. That may have been his reality, but I accept it as mine.
You're listening to It's All Good. I'm your host, Claire Papin, on Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist, Channel 114 on Sirius and streaming live on lyme.com. I would love to hear from you. If you would like to connect with me, you can send your email to itsallgood@lyme.com. Our guest is Carol Dean. She's the author of The Art of Manifesting, Creating Your Future, and that's for the book and for the audio program, which was just released. It's good to have you joining us this hour. And Carol, I know another area that you especially like to work with is when you talk about faith and when you talk about science in bridging these worlds together. A lot of conversations about that these days. Dr. Lipton has had quite an influence on your work.
Yes, he has, Claire. I love Dr. Lipton. I think that he's breaking new bounds constantly and with his research. And one of the things that I loved about his book, The Biology of Belief, is where he talks to us about the mind, how the mind actually controls your belief, and how so many of these antidepressants that women take, that when they do the test, the placebo always wins better than the actual drug. Women taking placebos for depression, and one woman in particular that he stated in his book who had a CAT scan, and it showed that her depression had been reduced. It was gone. That it was a visible depression in her, a CAT scan, and that was gone. And she said, I've never felt so good in 40 years. So it's the mind over matter. Now, he talks in his book about a doctor, Dr. Mosley, who worked on people's knees. And he really thought that his knee surgery helped his patients. So he was trying to figure out which part of the surgery gave his patients relief. So he divided his patients into three groups and decided to do a study. So in one group, he shaved the damaged cartilage in the knee. And for another group, he flushed out the knee joint, removing material thought to be causing the inflammatory effect. And both of these constituted his standard treatment for arthritic knees. But the third group got a fake surgery. The patient was sedated, and he made standard incisions, and then he talked and acted just like he would have during a real surgery. He even splashed salt water to simulate the sound of the knee-washing procedure. And after about 40 minutes, he sewed the people up. And the results shocked him. The groups who received the surgery, as he expected, improved, but the placebo group improved just as much as the other two groups. How do you like that?
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay?
Yes.
So now, this is only a small way to tell you how powerful your mind is, and it's all throughout his book, which I sincerely appreciate. See, watching my filmmakers who could manifest the products and this money and this resources needed to finish their film versus those who didn't have the visualization, the faith, the belief, brought me to the realization that I had to do some research on manifesting. So I took one of an old book by David Spangler called The Laws of Manifestation and started reading that. And he explained that it is not magic. Manifestation is simply a process of working with natural principles and laws in order to translate energy from one level of reality to another, okay?
Right.
For example, an author has some ideas. If you get an idea for a play or a novel, it exists in another form. It's a mental energy.
Almost like another dimension?
Exactly. And then he brings that, or she brings it, into this physical form, and that is what the manifesting process is. An artist is inspired by a natural scene, and she gets this emotional energy. I see it in my mind's eye. So she creates it on a palette, you see. That is manifesting. It's that simple.
I know that one of my favorite things that you say is that we're manifesting all the time. The trick is to manifest what you want.
And not what you don't want.
And not what you don't want.
It's very important. See, You have to be able to clearly see what you want, because if you go to the dictionary, it says that manifestation means making clear to sight or mind, making visible. So the implication here is that the thing manifested was already there, but it was just not clear or visible. It was in a different state. So the concept is, we're back to daydreaming, you take your goals and you go into a quiet place, and you see the goal as if it's totally completed. You see it, feel it, hear it. If it's something to do where there's a smell associated, you smell it. Use all of your senses and your energy, because energy heightens the manifesting process.
Now, when you say energy, you're not talking about feeling good energy where you're feeling energetic. You're talking about a whole nother kind of level of energy, aren't you?
Yes, emotional energy, pride, success, happiness. For example, when I work with filmmakers, I take them. They have an idea for a film. They're starting to create their proposal and their promo tape, etc. I say, okay, go to the end result. See yourself at Raleigh Studios. I want you sitting in a posh chair and watching your film on the screen. You have to sit back in the chair, pretend you see your film on the screen. Go to the end result. Your film is finished. right?
Yes.
And then you come back into the reality, and somebody says, well, you know what, I think I have a friend who would really like your film, so why don't you call up John Smith? Now, this is the second thing that is very important. You must follow every lead and answer every call, because the universe is now at work for you on another level, and you have deemed your future. So you're shifting the present, and things happen for you. But it's up to you now to move forward with this faith and realization that you can have what you want.
Carol, we're going to pause right here. When we come back from this break, let's hear more about some of these manifesting ideas that you have.
Okay.
You're listening to It's All Good. I'm Claire Papin on Lyme, Healthy Living with a Twist, Channel 114 on Sirius, and streaming live on Lyme.com. We'll be back, talk some more with Carol Dean, author of The Art of Manifesting, right after this break.